On Purim, we add Al Hanisim to our davening, to our benching, just like we do on Chanukah. Chanukah on Purim, we add Al Hanisim. So there's always a discussion on Purim. I even get challenged, can I start the Purim through the early afternoon? I said, yes, it might even be preferable, whatever you might be preferable. Because what happens is a lot of people start the Sudas Purim late afternoon, and they go away right into Shushan Purim. So the time they're benching Purim's over. It's Shushan Purim. So the question is, could you mention Al Hanisim then? So that's a whole discussion in the Poskim, the Rishonim, whether we go Basar Haskola Suda Ubasar Sof Suda. If you followed, when, in other words, does Al Hanisim follow the beginning of the Suda, or does it follow the end of the Suda? So if it goes by the beginning of the Suda, you start with always Purim, so you could say Al Hanisim, even though when you're benching now, Purim proper is over. However, if you assume the Al Hanisim goes by Sof Suda, so now it's no longer Purim. Or at least it's no longer your Purim, classical Purim, at least the day where they instituted to say Al Hanisim, then you wouldn't say. So we paskin, Meikaradin, we paskin, that seems to be the minig. We go by Haskola Sasuda, and therefore, when you're going to bench after Purim, you still mention the Al Hanisim. It's a similar shayla we have with the Yalav Yavo. Well, it comes up, could come up any time, but it comes up a lot, Yalav Yavo on Saturday night. In other words, when Rosh Chodesh is Saturday night, what do you do? People start Shavuot Shittas before Shkia, and then they eat afterwards. So then you get into, how could it be Ritzei and Yalav Yavo? Isn't it a Tarti Nisasri? It's a different minhagim what to do. But generally speaking, we do that every Shavuot Shittas. That could be different also Shabbos, because maybe it still is Shabbos. There's Halach of Tosefes Shabbos, but there is Kedusha. But by Rosh Chodesh and Purim, perhaps there is no concept of Tosefes. So L'chadchila, to avoid the Shaila, if one should not, a regular Rosh Chodesh, shouldn't eat during Ben HaShemeshes, you should finish your Kizayis Suda before. The kizayis of the bread. So that's what we assume. And we see from here that Al Hanisim isn't a din of haskara. Like by Yalav Yavo, the halacha is, I guess, depending which when you forget it. But by Yalav Yavo, on Yontif, you have to go back. On Davini, you go back. On the Suda, you go back. And we can't, but by Purim, we don't go back for Al Hanisim. So we see Al Hanisim isn't a din of Ayin Haskara, it's not a din of Achiyav Haskara. It's a din they set up on the days where you're doing Mishalach Manos, Megillah, etc., the Mitzvahs Hayom. So there's a Achiyav, a special Takana of giving Shevach V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like we do Modim Anachnu Lach, we give other Shevach. There's a special Shevach, so therefore it's not a problem, even though, let's say, normally the day is on the 14th, but if you're benching on the 15th, that is good enough. So therefore, that's the minhag. So make your idea, and we do Paskin, you go Basar Eschola. So if one begins the Purim Suda on Purim, and extends into Shushan Purim, the minig is, many people do that. L'chadchila, strictly speaking, based on halachic issues, maybe it's better not to. But strictly speaking, we pass and it's okay. And if you did do it, one should say Al Hanisim in the Birkas HaMazon, even though it's Shushan Purim and not Purim, even though we don't normally say Al Hanisim on Purim. In fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik always point out, that really Purim is a two-day yontif. Most assume Purim is one day. The question is, where is it? Is it, no, where is it? When is it? It's the 14th or the 15th. So if you live in Yerushalayim, it's the 15th. Everywhere else, basically, it's the 14th. So, so we, the Rav Salavitcher always used to point out, just like, it's a din, it's like on Pesach, it's Yantif the whole time. But the Chiyuv to eat Matzah is on the night of Pesach and Merer. So too, Purim is 2 days, but Chazal instituted, the rabbis instituted, that you read Kriyas Megillah and Shalach Manas, Matos Rav Nisud, you do on Yudalub. It's not that the other days, that's, other days aren't a Yantif. That's why we find, no matter what, for both days, you can't fast on those days, you can't give eulogies, because really it's a 2-day Yantif. In fact, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the other poskim. What about the Shiloh? How do you know? Let's say if you're going to be in both places, I'll be in Tel Aviv on the 14th and Yerushalayim on the 15th. So what's the Kobeya? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the classical poskim, wherever you are, the 14th day and Alos, 14th day, I guess it's Alos HaShachar, that's the day. So if you're in Yerushalayim, so then Yechiv is on the 15th. If you're in B'nai Brak or somewhere else, so it's the 14th. So we see, really it's a 2-day Yantav. The question is, which day was it Koveya for? So therefore, that's the Koveya. Other than the Chaz and Ish disagree. And maybe it could be, could be based on other factors. But that's the issue here, that really it's, that's what the Retro of Salvation says, it's a 2-day Yantiv, but only certain days they instituted it. And here it's a Chiyav Odo, so it's not a problem. One can recite, if one concludes the meal on Shushan Purim, one can recite the Alanisim in the Berakas HaMazon.